Tonight we are going to begin with Simen Taf Ayin He. The schedule for the week is going to be, we have Shir tonight, obviously, tomorrow night and Wednesday night. I hope Wednesday night we'll go through the Shirum, the Kazesim, and the Revis. And Thursday night we'll stop, that'll be the last one for Hilchos Pesach. And then Thursday night, giving a special Shir at 8 o'clock on Inyani Haggadah. Okay, so let's begin. Hilchos Pesach, Simen Taf Ayin Hey. It's entitled Yeser Dinei HaSeder, Other Important Halachas and Minhagim Regarding the Seder. So this is a very, very important simon, and this discusses some of the kizesim, how many kizesim you need, and we'll discuss again Wednesday, Mirat Hashem, how to measure a kizayis. So the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Yitel Yadav Yivarech Al Antilat Yadayim, a person should wash his hands and say a bracha. V'yikach ha-matzos k'seder shinicham, and he should take the matzos the way they are placed. That means ha-prusa bein shtei ha-shleimos. He picks up all three. Remember, we already did yachatz. So half the middle matzah is already hidden somewhere. So now you have the three, 2.5 matzos. So all three together, you pick them up. And the Shulchan Aruch says, v'yochazim b'yado. You should hold on to them all three together in your hand. V'yivarech hamotzi v'al achiyas matzah. You say two brachas. One is hamotzi, which is what we normally say for eating matzah, and achiyas matzah, which is special for the Leil Seder, the mitzvah, the kiyum of achiyas matzah. V'achar kach, afterwards, yivtza me'ashleima ha'elyona. Then you're supposed to break from the top matzah, u'me'aprusa mishtayan b'yachad. You take from the top and from the middle one, the broken one, the prusa, the middle one, Mishem Miyachu, you take from both them together. Again, this is the top one, the top full one, and the middle one, that's a half. V'yitpalom b'melach. And you dip that in salt. And then the Rama adds, V'ein ha-minag l'tavlam b'melach b'layla rishona. We don't have such a minag of dipping in salt. We'll see a Mishabru in a second. Why? Tipas naki ein tzarech melach. We don't need, when it comes to clean type of wheat and flour and matzah, you don't need any salt. So this is what you do. Again, you pick the three up, you say the two brachas, and then you break off from the top and the second matzah a certain amount, which we haven't seen just yet. So look what the Mishabura says now. The Mishabura writes that Sivkat and Aleph first, he writes, Yital Yadav v'chule, you're supposed to wash your hands and say a bracha. Rotsa lomar, af agav shenata l'arirakos. Even though we already washed once before for karpas, Kamosha Kosov Besimon Taf Ayin Gimel Siv Vav, which we saw together. Mikol Makum Kevin Damar Bein Taim Hagoda V'Halel. Since we spoke in between a lot, Chashinan Shema Hisiach Daita. Maybe we lost focus, and V'Nogu B'Makum Matunov. We touch a part of the body that may have been uncovered or dirty, and Shadaim Askaniot Haim. The hands are always very busy and active, so that's why we need to wash a second time before eating the matzah. Siv Katan Bey says the Mishabur V'Yochazim B'Yado. You hold the matzahs in your hand. Kol shlashtam, all three of them. Hail Yona v'atachtona b'shul lecha mishnah. So there's a din, there's lecha mishnah. You need two loaves of bread like every other Yom Tif, every Shabbos. So you need to hold those two. The top and the bottom is for the lecha mishnah. V'prusa, the broken one in the center, the levi, al shem lechem oni, because it's lechem oni, a poor man's bread, which is symbolized by a broken piece of matzah. So that's what's being accomplished by all of this. V'yivarech birkas emotzi. So you're supposed to say amotzi. Now the Mishabur adds in something the Mechaber doesn't say. V'yaniach hashlishis li'shamet miyado. Then after saying the bracha amotzi, you drop the bottom one. And then v'yavarech alaprusa im tfisas ha'elyona. Then you say a bracha holding on to the broken one with the top one, only those two. Then you say the bracha al achilas matzah. Then v'yavarech shtei brachos terem yishpurim. You say both brachas before you break the matzah. Like the Shulchan Aruch finishes off, v'achakach, only after saying a bracha, then do you start to break the matzah. Fine. So then the Mishabura says further, Sif Katan Gimel.
I'm saying, Yishabrim is Lashon Rabbah. He's saying, what?
Yeah, we're going to get there. Sif Gimel, Katan Gimel, the Mishabura writes, Mishten B'yachad, you break both them together. That's the Rabbah that you're referring to. Deholich Al-Chila Tzarech Lechel Mishnehem Bivas achas. You need to eat from both the top and the middle one in one shot. We'll see in that in a second. Uktilakame, the Mechaber will explain. Valkain, therefore, nachon sheyeha bitzia, that the breaking gamkain bivas achas. They have to be both together. The top and the middle one, you break them together. Velo bizachas, and not first the top and then the middle one. You break them both together. You snap them both together. Kedei shelo yeheh hefsek bein betzia rishon la'achila. You don't want there to be any pause. You first break the top one, then you break the bottom one. No, you snap both them at the same time. Then the Mishabur writes further, Vein minag l'tavlan, our minag is not to dip the matzah in salt. Wrote Salomar, Af shebechol yimosa pesach matbilim b'melach, even though every other day and night we do dip it in salt, even on Pesach. Af apishahi nikia v'eino tshicha tibo minadin. And even though it doesn't really require any seasoning because the matzah is good, So the Mishabur adds something on that the Ramah doesn't say. I'm not sure the Mechaber, the Mesvar, maybe passing differently. Do you know the Minag? So the Mechaber writes that the Minag is to dip the matzah in the salt. That's the Shitas Mechaber. Seemingly that's what Svardim are supposed to do. That's another din. Another din. It doesn't say not to leave the salt in the mizbeach. He's referring to a Gemara in Brachos and the Tosos there talks about that melach is maginov. It protects us. It's a big inin to have salt on the table, even if though you don't use it. The melach is there to protect you. I think Tosos has some gematria, if I remember correctly. There's some big inin that's supposed to protect you, right? So, but we're talking about now dipping it in. So mechaber paskins, and again, I would imagine Sfardim would dip it. They should dip in the salt, I would think. Ramah says not to dip it in the salt because it's unnecessary. It's already a good bread. It's a pasnaki. But the Mishabur adds another reason, because lechem oni, we don't want it to be flavored. We don't want it to be seasoned to have a poor man's bread. That's what the Mishabur adds. Okay. So now let's move to the continue with the Mechaber now. So we've broken the top matzah and the middle matzah. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'yochleim baseba b'yachad kezayis Mikol Echad. So this is a very important line. This is what makes us all fat over Pesach. So you're supposed to eat them leaning over to the left, like we've discussed, together, b'yachad, and the kezayis from each one. That means a kezayis from the top matzah and a kezayis from the middle matzah. Says the Mishabrua Sif Katan Vav, v'yochleim v'chulei. Lefi she beirach shtei brachos, we made two brachas, and the kavana haya al shleim av al prusa. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara and Brachos and the Tos and Brachos we're not going to get into right now. Which Brachos on which matzah, we're not really sure. There's a suffix. And for that reason, we have to cover our bases here. And we say we have to have a kezias from each of the matzahs. That's where this whole thing comes from. So now we have to each have a two kezaisim. So who gets the two kezesim? Is it just the Baal Bayis who's saying the bracha? He's the one who's saying a bracha. So he has to make sure that his bracha is not levatala. So he has a kezayis from both matzahs. But it sounds like everybody else who's not saying the bracha wouldn't necessarily have to have two kezesim. So let's move over to the side, those who have a dirshu, the footnote 9. Those who don't, I'll explain what I'm reading right now. This is a very big discussion I alluded to last week. So the dirshu writes to number 9. He says that Lidchatchila, the Botseya, the Baal Bayis, needs to give every single person there a kezayis from the lechem. He's not discussing both matzahs right now, but like just like on a regular Shabbos meal, when you cut a challah, every person should have a kezayis from that challah. Sometimes the kids want challah first, so sometimes Shabbos day will have the remaining half a challah from the night before, let's say. So they want challah, so take from that half, but they're not supposed to. They're supposed to take from the piece challah that I'm saying a brach on. So ideally, you're supposed to give everybody a kezayis from the matzah that you're making the bracha on. Now, obviously, that's a challenge because our matzahs are so thin and small, it's impossible to have sometimes two kezayisim, let alone 10 kezayisim from one piece of matzah. So Ramosha points this out. Ramosha writes in a tshuva, this is Or Chaim Chelake Simen Tes Zayin Os Dalin. How are you supposed to do it nowadays where the matzahs are so thin and there is not enough to go around for a kezayis for each person at the table? So I said this last week, Ramosha says that each of these sons, who are chayiv in mitzvahs, chayiv in bar mitzvah, and seemingly even those who are chayiv in chinuch, they should have a lechem mishnah in front of them. They should have two matzahs in front of them. They don't need the whole seder plate, they don't need the maror or anything else, or the charoses, just two pieces of matzah. And if there are daughters in the family,
Not three, Rabbi.
Not
three?
You don't need three, no. Okay. I think later we'll discuss it later on about three, but I think they say not to have three, just two.
You need extra matzah for
Korach
later anyway.
But just for this particular part, you only need two. And if there are daughters also, so the daughters should, you know, team up and couple with one of their brothers, if that works out nicely. So if that's enough, if it balances out nicely, so you have a girl with every sister with every brother. And then what happens is, I lost the place here for a second. Okay, if they have a bonos, tistarfenu galko basla echad habanim, each daughter should join up with one of her brothers. And this way, each one has a kezias, each have a kezias from the lecha mishnah, from the brother who's making the motzi. Now, if he only has daughters, so then even the daughters can have lecha mishnah. You give the daughters lecha mishnah. So in my family, so my sons are too young to say a motzi. So I got two daughters, one who's bas mitzvah, one who's a year away from bas mitzvah. So I should give them each two pieces of matzah, according to his Rav Moshe.
So everybody's making the bracha themselves.
Right.
Not being yotzei.
Exactly. Now we're working with Rav Moshe. This is not the practice in most homes. I can't say I've never seen that. I've only been in two different, three homes of a Seder. So I don't know what goes on in other homes. But I haven't heard this, that people do this. The practice we'll see later on, what I imagine most people do, we'll get to in just a few moments. Now, where it says Rav Moshe, what is not a good idea to do is ein etzel lahosif od matzahs al matzah shebakara. You can't add 15 matzahs, for the Baal Bayis, so everyone gets out, because it's lechem oni. If anything, you're supposed to remove, take away some of the matzah, but to add on, that would be a violation of lechem oni. It's not a kim of lechem oni. So that's what Rav Moshe writes, and Rav Yashav also said this as well, that you give every single person, he writes actually, you give everybody three matzahs, as opposed to two, but everybody has at the Seder table their own set of matzahs. Now others say you only need to give two matzahs, that's a discussion here, three or two matzahs. But everyone has their own at the table, sons, daughters, however it works out. But comes along with Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. It's Perek Nun Hey, for those who want to look it up, it's in Ha'ara Tezvav. He writes that it's really enough to give just a small piece of the matzah of the Baal Bayis. Meaning what? I make kamotzi, I say alachias matzah, I give a little piece of matzah to each person there at the table, and then they could take from the box however much they want, or if you measure the shear reform, you have Ziploc bags if this is a shear kezias, and it takes from that, but everyone should have a little piece of the Baal Bayis' bracha, yeah.
So they get a little piece of each of the Baal Bayis' matzahs?
I'm not sure, I don't think so, let me see if they address this here. Yeah, so what Rishon Zalman's quote is saying is only a small piece of the matzah shlema, the top one. Yeah, because remember, the suffix, the bracha, is only off the Baal Bayis, that he needs to ensure that the bracha was chal on the right one. He has the two kezeis. The din of two kezeisim only applies to the Baal Bayis. No one else has to have two kezeisim. Well, again, we'll discuss that probably more Wednesday night. But he has to just really protect himself from a suffix, from a bracha, levatala. So now Rosh Hashanah Zalman suggests everybody gets a small piece of matzah from the Baal Bayis' matzah, and then they're mashlim from the other boxes that are on the side or any pre-measured matzahs.
What makes him the Baal Bayis? Because he's making the bracha?
Yeah.
But now we said that each person is going to make their own bracha.
No, that's only according to Rav Moshe. We're not going to Rav Moshe. Rosh Hashanah Zalman said you don't do that. Rosh Hashanah Zalman's a whole different approach now. Shlomo Zalman says there's one guy makes a bracha, one guy's matzahs, and I give out to everyone a little piece, and then they collect from the box on the side. Rav Moshe suggests that everyone has their own set of matzahs in front of them. Rav Shlomo Zalman's taking a whole another approach. Now there is another discussion whether or not the Baal Bayis in this scenario, should he first eat a kezias of his own, which could take a few minutes if you eat it the proper way, and then give everybody afterwards. Everyone's just sitting there waiting for the father to stuff their face with the two kezeisim, and then you get to eat something. Or no, could he first take a little bite, and then give everybody else their little bite, and then afterwards, can he finish his kezeis? So it's brought down, it's a machlokas here, but they bring down from Rav Yashiv and others that first the Baal Bayis should eat a small piece of the matzah, and then he could give everybody else a small piece of matzah, and then he could return back to finishing his kezeis. It could be that, but they quote Yashiv here and others that say it's enough to start eating a little bit and swallow it. Again, the clock could be even delayed a little bit, even though right afterwards you have the two kezeisim, and then that will be the clock started. I mean, you said the bracha first. You ate something, so your bracha is chal, right. And you could still have the tukazesim, even though it's 10 minutes later.
But the tukazesim starts when you start.
Exactly. That small amount is so, you know, so negligible.
So the clock's not starting.
Exactly. It does. Exactly.
Does this same thing, does the same achlokas apply on a Friday night? Should the Baal Bayis eat a kazayis of the challah before he distributes?
Ideally, it's much easier on a... Right, exactly.
It's not as big a deal.
Exactly.
Right?
It's. I think you take... what I've seen, what I do is I take a small piece of bread, I eat it, a challah.
I pass it, exactly.
I continue to chew as I'm cutting the rest of the challah. Again, we're not as makbid at the sheer kazayis. Exactly. Exactly. We are mock people. We allow for a longer shear than the few seconds we're allowed Leil Seder.
It's much easier to eat a Zayis of Challah.
Okay. Fine. Let's, It's just what I've seen. You know, sometimes the Gemara says, Pok Chazima Amadavar. What's everybody doing? What's the Minhag HaOlam? So if you have a certain practice, they're both correct. And if you have a certain practice which is more prevalent, that's what we end up practicing. Even though Rav Moshe had a certain shita, doesn't mean in America we always do everything Rav Moshe says. That was his minhag. So they're both correct. Neither one is wrong. It's just that what I've seen growing up, which is not a raya, what I've seen in my other homes, what I've heard from other people as well. It's just a general question of derech hapsak. So...
Pretty strong basis to hold a certain way.
Yes, granted, but Rosh Hashanah's Amen isn't too shabby either.
No,
right, so I'm saying, we don't paskin like, you know, let's count how many guys on each side of the scale. So a lot of things is what's a good psak, what makes sense, and also what's a minug. A person doesn't have a minug, or in America, I imagine you ask one out of 100 people here in Woodmere, I'm willing to bet every single person does Rosh Hashanah's Amen. I doubt, unless someone sold this for Moshe, they learned Moshe, and they were inspired by it, no one would hold this Rav Moshe. That's just not what was done in the families.
For many, it's better
to hold like the grind. Just because a person says it's a certain psak from a gadol doesn't mean that we necessarily go with that. There's also a certain Mesorah or tradition we've had from our families. Okay. Where are we now? We're back to the... Oh, wow. Let's go to quickly Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches, I think we're up to. He says, "Biyachad shim yochel mitchila kazayis shel motzi dainu min hashlema." If you first ate a kazayis from the top one, harei hu kamafzik bein birchas alachias matzah alachias aprusa shalach kai bracha. So now, first, I start eating kazayis from the top one. Now I'm going to move to the second one, where I just made a bracha 5 minutes ago on that one. Now there's a hefsek from my bracha alachias matzah to eating the middle matzah, which is broken now. That's going to be a hefsek. So therefore, vim yocha prusa mikodim. If I eat the broken matzah first, v'acharkach hashlema, then afterwards I eat the full one, gam kein hu kimafsik. It's also going to be a hefsek. Lani poskim, according to those, the savri, the birchas alachias matzah kari alashlema. So since it's a whole question of a hefsek between the bracha and which matzah, al kein, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, explaining the mechaber, yochlam biyacha. That's why you eat both kazesim together. You crumble them up, you put them in your mouth, you chew them, and we'll get to how exactly to do that. They're supposed to be eaten biyacha. Yeah.
But you might not have enough for the kazait and the broken. The broken one is not even on the
kazait. If it's not, depending how thick and thin your matzahs are, you might have to get some from elsewhere, or maybe you could use your top matzah as part of that second kazait. But yeah, in a chanami. Now let's do one more Mishnah Berurah here. And then we'll stop. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Tes, Kazayis Bikol Echad. You have to eat a kazayis from both the top matzah and the middle broken matzah. Mina prusa bevadai tzarch kazayis. From the middle one, everybody agrees you need a kazayis. Dhamma varchinun alachilas matzah. Vein achilas prusa mikazayis. The lush and the nusach of the bracha alachilas matzah. Achila indicates achila is a kazayis. So everybody agrees you need a kazayis on the middle matzah. About prusas hamotzi, when it comes to the piece of the motzi, the top one, halo kaimelon, don't we hold that motzi mevarchen afilu al pachas mikazayis? If I say a motzi to be yotzi that bracha, I just need a small crumb. That's enough. Ukanal b'simin reishud. Ella, the reason is mishum deyesh poskim shesovrim debirchas motzi kai al prusa. Some hold the motzi is really going on the broken matzah, And the birchas alachis matzah is kai ala shlema, going on the top matzah, the full one. That's why we get into this whole situation. L'chach tzarech mikolachas kedayis. You need to have a kedayis from each of the matzahs. V'skimu achronim de tzarech rak l'hachnis l'piu eshne azesim b'vas achas l'raskam. The achronim agree, you have to just put them all in your mouth and chew the two kezesim. Aval ein mechuyav levolam b'vas achas. To swallow two kezesim is, according to the way Gemara says, almost impossible to do. It's a very hard thing to do. I wouldn't suggest it. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's not derech achila to do so. If it's not derech achila, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah at all. So you chew them in your mouth, but then you swallow it like a mensch. Ella dai sheyivla kezayis leerech b'vas achas v'achagach yivla hashar. You first swallow one kezayis, however you measure that. You take the two kezayis in your mouth and split 50 with your tongue, whatever maneuvering you could do, and then you swallow the other one. Don't go so crazy about this. Ubidiyeved, as the Mishnah Berurah writes, afilu bala kezayis mat yatsa. Even bidiyeved, if you swallow little by little, you yotze as well. It's a very hard thing. If you can, great. But again, don't choke chas v'shalom on doing this. Do what is safe. Kol shelo shah mitchias achilasa ad sofa yose michde achias pras. As long as you've eaten your two kezayim within kedias achias pras, which could be 2 minutes to 9 minutes, we're more machmir leil seder, try to get in as soon as possible. But even if you can't, it just be a mensch. That's what it really comes down to. Okay. Fine. I think it's a good stopping point. So let's stop here. And then tomorrow night we will continue with the halachas of Maror Korich. And then again Wednesday night we'll go through how to measure the shiurim properly.